Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Video games truly do offer something for everyone. From gentle, easy platformers to brutally challenging action RPGs and intense, complex sims, everyone's catered for. Sometimes the most innocuous and otherwise wholesome titles take a sudden turn for the downright creepy. Here are some titles that seem innocent enough but have a hidden dark side you'll wish you never checked out. I'm Jess from War Culture, and here are 10 video games hiding sinister secrets. Number 10. Pikmin, Captain Olimar's death and rebirth as a Pikmin hybrid. The premise of the first Pikmin is that Captain Olimar crashes his ship, the SS Dolphin, on a mysterious planet with an atmosphere that is toxic to him. The parts of his ship flew out all over the planet, leaving Olimar with a strictly limited number of in-game days in which to collect enough of them to take off again before his air reserves run out. Luckily for him, he soon meets the super cute Pikmin, who are happy to help. They serve as the player's troops, battling enemies and carrying spoils and spaceship parts back to base. This being a Nintendo game, you probably wouldn't expect our hero to come to a grim end if he runs out of time, but things get a lot darker than you might think. Should he fail to gather enough pieces, the atmosphere overcomes Olimar after a last desperate attempt at a launch, and he collapses. His now faithful Pikmin carry him back to one of their onions, the base where new Pikmin of each species are created, which sucks him in and melds his DNA with that of the Pikmin. The final shot is of Olimar Pikmar, as fans know this horrible hybrid, planted in the ground. Number 9. Final Fantasy IX. Vivi's adoptive grandfather planned to eat him. Final Fantasy IX takes the player to some very morose places. The concepts of life, death, and grief are closely examined in the game, and it's heavy going in places. Nonetheless, with its storybook aesthetic and comical vibe, it's one of the most wholesome titles in the series. Who couldn't identify with the plight of fan favorite Vivi Onitia, the plucky little black mage who just wanted to belong, to live his life on his own terms? He's one of the franchise's most popular characters because his struggle was so fantastical yet so relatable. Some players won't know, however, that there's a very sinister little truth about his past life that's hidden away in an optional area. When gamers meet Quinna and Master Quail, Vivi states that the Q tribe members look exactly like his adoptive grandfather, Quan. Vivi speaks highly of Quan over the course of their adventure, but when the player reaches Quan's dwelling, hidden away in the mountains near Trano, they discover something startling. A message on the wall where Quan marked Vivi's height reveals the dark truth about why he'd been raising him. It read, 6 weeks since I adopted Vivi, still too small to eat. Number 8. Paladins, Terminus's horrible origins. Paladins, much like Overwatch, is a hero shooter featuring larger-than-life characters, bold visuals, and a huge array of hilarious skills, melodramatic powers, and other cartoony brilliance. In another parallel to Blizzard's hero shooter, there's precious little in the way of single-player content. Without a campaign to elaborate on just who these characters are, why they're fighting, and such, those who don't trouble to dive into the lore will miss out on a wealth of interesting and surprisingly horrific details. As far as the latter goes, Terminus is an especially horrifying case study. This frontline tank character is a melee powerhouse with his massacre axe, and he's also undead. What's this terrifying character's backstory? Take it away, Paladins. It reads, whatever Terminus once was, he has since become an instrument of war, fighting on behalf of the Magistrate. His mind and memories are long gone, his broken body bound by dark sorcery and unstable magic crystals. His form, stuck somewhere between life and death, may be a mere shadow of his former self, but it has also rid him of hesitation and fear. To make matters worse, his ultimate ability, Reanimate, allows him to revive himself, but he's desperate not to do so. please let me die. No, no, he sometimes howls on activating it. Number 7, Pokemon, the dark depths of the Pokedex. If you're a longtime fan of the Pokemon series, you'll know that Game Freak haven't hesitated to cross the line into some truly disturbing territory. Supernatural goings-on have cropped up in in-game dialogue, whole areas, and popular creepypastas since Pokemon Red and Blue. Lavender Town, its music, Pokemon Tower, and the events therein have ingrained themselves into the consciousness of a generation of players. All of this is nothing, however, compared to some of these hideous Pokedex entries. Ghost types are the most common culprits. Drifloon, the balloon Pokemon for instance, is said to take the hand of children and drag them to the afterlife. Meanwhile, its soul escapes with a hideous scream if its body is popped. The Pokedex is pure nightmare fuel. Number 6, Cooking Mama series. You won't like her when she's angry. Office Create really had something special on their hands with 2006's Cooking Mama. This DS title took everything that was new and novel about the system at the time, touchscreen gaming, who would have thought it, and made it into a vaguely educational, fun little minigame compilation. What's not to love about Cooking Mama? On the surface, it's relentlessly charming, with the titular character serving up an authoritative, yet not overly punishing introduction to basic cooking. Ideal fodder for children, right? Despite the franchise's great success and superficially innocent aesthetic though, there's something that new players really need to know. Mama isn't all she appears to be. Failure in the original game is not taken lightly. Cooking Mama has a fuse shorter than her tolerance for chefs who undercook food, and the infamous flames in her eyes when mistakes are made speak for themselves. Luckily, her wrath was toned way down in later titles.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Number 5, Animal Crossing series, Tortimer's supposed death. Which is Nintendo's most wholesome IP of all? Animal Crossing is surely in the running. The latest release, Animal Crossing New Horizons, has been a saving grace for gamers around the world, offering an escape from these frightening times onto a chill, relaxing island of their very own. You'd never think there'd be a truly shocking mystery at the heart of things. Mayor Tortimer, old hands will know, used to preside over the comings and goings of the Animal Crossing world. With the 3DS installment casting the player as mayor, this elderly tortoise was surplus to requirements, his role taken by Isabelle instead. An early trailer for New Horizons featured a gravestone festooned with what appeared to be a ruined turnip, with Daisy May replacing Joan as the game's Sunday morning turnip seller. Fans have deduced that either Joan or Tortimer have died in the transition between games. Perhaps both. Nobody knows for sure, but with the fandom's propensity for creating horror-themed towns and homes, as well as the alien mystery, it's abundantly clear that Animal Crossing has a dark side. Number 4, Psychonauts, the horrible secret in the mind of Mia. Like Final Fantasy IX, Psychonauts has a bright, cartoony aesthetic that hides some very dark themes and concepts. Very dark indeed. This 2005 platformer revolves around Raz, a trainee psychonaut, an elite group of espionage agents with special powers such as telekinesis, who barely begins his work as a psych cadet when he uncovers a mystery at the psychonauts training center that he must get to the bottom of. To do so, Raz must flit in and out of the minds of various characters, discovering and resolving their inner issues to allow him to continue progressing through the training center. One beloved character, Mia Vadeo, has a past that you probably won't want to dive too far into. Head into a secret room in her mind and you'll learn a horrifying tidbit about the so-called mental minx. She once worked in an orphanage and returned to it one day to find it engulfed in flames. All of the children she had cared for perished, we learn, and with her keen mental abilities, she felt their last terrifying moments herself and heard their fruitless screams. So does the player in this horrible room. Utterly traumatized by this event, Mia began suffering from nightmares as a psychonaut. With her positive overlook and the game's overall zany vibes, it's incredible that her mind holds such a tragic secret. Number 3. Echo the Dolphin – The Surprise Reveal of the Vortex Queen. The classic Echo the Dolphin titles were really a shock to the system for many. What appeared to be a nice, pleasant ocean-exploring adventure game turned out to be a huge sci-fi nightmare. Echo's goal, as we soon learn in the 1992 Mega Drive / Genesis original, is to fight back against the alien scourge in the oceans of our planet. Time-traveling dolphins are a feature that more game developers really should learn to embrace. This bizarre quest takes Echo to some terrifying places, including the Vortex planet itself. This malevolent race is led by the Vortex Queen, undoubtedly the most ghastly final boss you'll ever see in your life. The game's box art, depicted happily cavorting sea life, provides no hint as to the horrors that await. Number 2. Crash Bash. The bad ending is a very, very bad ending. One title that Crash Bandicoot fans are still clamoring to see remastered is Crash Bash, a party game released by Eurocom Entertainment Software in the year 2000. It was a sort of Mario Party without the board, focusing on zany minigames and a plot involving a contest between Aku Aku and Uka Uka's forces. There were trophies to collect and various modes to partake in, but what really matters is that the game had two separate story endings, one for an Aku Aku team member's victory and another for a member of Uka Uka's. In Aku Aku's ending, the mask thwarts his twin's plot to steal the crystals the player had been collecting and prevents him from using their tremendous power. In Uka Uka's ending, however, the villain succeeds, spreading his evil influence across the world as Aku Aku begs Crash and Coco to flee. It's surprisingly dark territory for such a madcap game. Number 1. Super Mario Galaxy 2 – The Hell Valley Sky Trees. Here's another example of Nintendo's most wholesome and family-friendly properties ever going a little dark. The Super Mario games have been providing accessible, charming fun for the whole family for decades. Surely there could be nothing horrifying here. Oh, that's right! Let's meet the so-called Hell Valley Sky Trees of Super Mario Galaxy 2, perhaps one of the most unsettling mysteries in recent gaming memory. In the Shiverburn Galaxy, players can take a closer look at the top of the landscape in the background in first-person mode. Way up there lurk three towering shadowy figures, seemingly gazing down at our hero for no reason at all. There's no way to interact with them, no story-based reason for their existence, they're just there. Hell Valley Sky Tree is the title of these figures in the game's files, hence their popular name, but beyond that, nothing about them is known for sure.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.